Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
That's right, and Happy New Year. Welcome back to the Klaus Financial Money in Motion segment. Joining us here in studio and on the phone, Steve and Malia. Malia and Steve, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mike. How are you doing today?
Great. Great, great, great. Ready to and excited to get 2016 kicked off. And Malia, you had a good holiday break?
Absolutely. I'm just enjoying the new year with the sunshine and knowing that last year at this time it was -6, so we're doing pretty well compared to that.
Really? I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a little drive down to the south and came back. There wasn't snow down there, but there is still some here. But, yeah, I think it's not going to melt anytime soon, but it's certainly over 6 degrees.
Yeah.
Now, I know this week, or this particular week, we're talking about easy to make and easy to keep financial resolutions for 2016. Before we get into that, we should tell our listeners that we are doing our cost quiz question of the week. The phone number is 815-877-8440. If you know the answer to that question, which we will give later, 815-877-8440. This week, the prize is a $25 gift card for Applebee's. So yes, you can win that if you get the question correct. But yeah, resolutions. That's the thing that everyone is trying to do right now. Right, Steve?
It is, Mike. And you know, we realize that with resolutions, they rarely make it through the first quarter of that year, unfortunately. So we are always encouraging, and you've heard us talk about for the last year, goals. Because we find where resolutions are many times short-lived, if people stay focused on their goals and objectives, regardless of what that may be, that there is much greater potential for success. We thought we'd give some sound ideas again, properly preparing for 2016, as you pointed out. We're kicking off a new year. We're excited about things going forward for individuals, especially in the retirement income planning areas we're always discussing, because regardless of what the market is doing day to day, and right now it's going the wrong direction to start off the year.
I know a lot of people are talking about that.
But at the same time, you know, what it does on a daily basis really should not negatively impact a person's goals and objectives. And so part of what we do and what we encourage people to do is seek out financial help and direction and expertise and opinions to help keep a person on track, especially with these volatile times in the markets as it's kicking off the year.
Malia, did you want to add anything to that? I know that we talked about dates a lot, I know, last year. Certain dates are important and ages that are important. Is there anything to know about the fact that the year just changed and things that we still have an opportunity to do or things that we missed out on?
Absolutely. Well, one thing we want to always mention is, you know, as Steve said, we're here to make financial goals for the year. And so kind of the next couple of shows we'll be talking about what can we do to prepare for last year. In other words, how to round up last year to get prepared for taxes. That's in an upcoming show. But today, what can we do for this year as well? Because all is not done, believe it or not. December 31st hit, but we can plan for up till April 15th of this year, some certain things, and then also plan for the whole of this year. So one thing we'd like our listeners to do is to take a good look at your retirement account and make sure that you've got some real goals to how you can max that out this year. So it's a simple computation. If you do have an employer, you have a 401k in place, and you're under 50, you can put away as much as $18,000 into that 401k or 403b plan this year. So let's divide your, and that's providing you make at least that much per year from that particular job. So let's just take the calculation, 18,000 divided by how many paychecks, pay periods, which generally is around 26, and figure out how much per paycheck you need to be putting away into your retirement savings so you can max that out. So that's really important. It's something you can do this year. The next item would be, I maybe didn't max it out last year by December 31st, but there's still time if I have an IRA. Some of our clients work, but their spouse does not, and they haven't taken advantage of that really important little item that the IRS provides for, and that's called a contribution to a non-spouse or a contribution to a spousal IRA. The spouse is not working, but you are allowed to put up to, again, $5,500 if the spouse is under 50, $6,500 if they're over 50, into their own IRA, whether or not the spouse works. So again, these are important items for tax year of last year we can still take advantage of up till April 15th of this year.
So even if you haven't done that yet, if you're like, oh, I missed the opportunity, no, you still have the opportunity all the way up until April 15th to add money into a non-working spousal IRA.
Not the 401k, December 31st, that was the end date for last year's taxes. But,
okay.
You know, we like to always say it's never too late. Some things it is too late, but there's the way to prepare for this year's.
I know we talk about debt and savings goals, and a lot of people are setting goals with their health, goals with their diet. How seriously should I be looking at my debt and savings goals for the year?
That's a good question, Mike. And that's actually, is from our perspective, an ongoing process. So it's many times almost more of a fine-tuning of the goals you had in 2015, or if it's a situation where you're adding a couple of goals to that strategy. It's part of the process, but again, the thing we always encourage is instead of being a resolution, it is a goal, because on that basis, it's you take little steps. If, for example, you weren't able to put away 10% of what you're saving or what you're earning yet for savings, you know, as we always talk about paying yourself first.
Yes.
So you start out with 5% or 6%, or if you have a increase in your salary this year, just take a little bit of that and add it to your savings to help maximize, as Malia had pointed out a minute ago, into your retirement. Because again, as I pointed out repeatedly, rarely do we see people when they are retired saying they have too much money. It's usually they don't have enough.
Right.
So, you know, it's time is on your side. Putting more away is always better than less. As Malia pointed out, it also helps with taxes. For many people, you can actually even file your tax return prior to April 15th, but still count that deduction, because as Malia pointed out, you have until April 15th for the deadline of making that contribution for that non-spousal IRA.
I know also we've talked in the past about making budgets and sticking to them and eliminating debt. That's not something ideal that we want to that we want to have, right?
No, absolutely not. And you know, the less amount of debt that you have, the better off you are. Obviously, for the most part, obviously your mortgage is one you're going to probably have up until you get into retirement age, more times than not. Vehicles, you may or may not. I mean, with zero interest rates as we've experienced for the last several years, you know, having a car loan hasn't really been a negative as much as it would have been in years past. But yeah, minimizing that debt's important. Credit cards many times are a big issue, especially when you come right out of the holidays and you made those purchases that you didn't have enough immediate cash for. So you really want to work on a strategy to help you get those paid off by year end or sooner if at all possible.
Yeah, and I've heard different philosophies on that. You know, people might say, oh, of course debt's not good. Well, you know, it's better to have a mortgage, for example, which is technically a debt, than, you know, 10 grand in credit card debt.
Oh, absolutely. Because a mortgage, again, the interest rates are much, much lower than your credit card debts. It's not unusual to see 20 to 25% interest on your credit cards.
Yeah.
People don't even realize if you make a minimum payment on a credit card, it can be virtually a mortgage. Can take up to 30 years to pay that off.
Yeah. So that $20 shirt you bought costs $90 when all is said and done.
Exactly.
We're going to take a quick break and continue with Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. These segments are sponsored by Kloss Financial. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're back. Before the break, we were talking about goals and debt and savings goals for the year. We're all trying to set goals right now. We should be, right? It's a new year, blank slate. Malia, what other things should we be thinking about as far as our debts and savings goals for the year?
Well, just like Steve said, you know, setting those goals with regards to the word budget. A budget should be a goal that you have this year. Maybe you already have that in place, but chances are it could use some refining. So, you know, look at your monthly income and really make a decision to eradicate the debt. As we said, there's better debt than others, as Steve pointed out. We don't want the high-interest credit cards. But something, you know, we really listen to carefully is a lot of the information that Dave Ramsey puts out there. We encourage our listeners to listen to that. He's on syndication on many radio stations.
Yes, he's on 1440 on weekends, I believe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And really what he professes is you really just have to stop buying things you can't pay for. It's it's really that simple. And so when people say, well, I have too much debt and I can't see the other side of things, or sometimes we hear our clients, I had a client not too long ago say, well, I never intend on paying off my house. Okay, maybe I can't help someone who has that mindset, but as I help prepare people for retirement, really the best advice we can give them is not, oh, the best stock in the world to invest in, but let's get our own house in order. And getting our own house in order is making sure that we're taking a look at our life, isolating our needs, looking at what the expenses are for those needs, and then tackle it. So, you know, whether it means meeting with a financial advisor like ourselves, it just means getting yourself on track and setting up a budget. Some people say, well, how can I get rid of some of this debt? Well, there's a couple of things. Like I just said, stop spending is a beginning idea. Secondly, look at possibly getting a second job on the side, or maybe you need to ask for a raise. If a raise is not a possible situation in your work environment, maybe you need to look at outside of your current position into other jobs. So the point is you and many other people have found ways to eradicate debt, and that's really, I think, something people need to have really at the core here to make sure that then we can talk about investments after we've taken care of the debt.
I know that the words I've heard you that you both use in the past on this topic is simplify, consolidate, and diversify. What do those words mean, and why should we remember those, Steve? Simplify, consolidate, and diversify.
That's a good question, Mike. I mean, typically for most people, as they're getting into retirement, that's one of the mantras that they're talking about is simplification and just kind of being able to shift gears. And complexity in life is something that is sometimes there, but sometimes you can make it worse than it needs to be. So when we're talking about simplifying, you know, many times over the years, especially in today's environment, you may have been at various employers. You may have 401k plans or IRAs scattered all over the place. Simplification is get it all in one location. Many times when we're talking about diversification, sometimes we hear people say, well, I've got it at this bank and I've got it at that bank, or I've got it at this advisor and that advisor, and they think that's diversification. Sometimes that just simply adds to complexity. If you have everything with one individual or one institution, you can still be diversified, because diversification in investing is being in different types of investments, whether it be stocks or bonds, internationally, domestically. It's having investments that don't all go the same direction. And in the environment with the markets today, even with the U.S. markets having done so well in the past, obviously it's taken a fall today. That, again, I think just points out the advantages and the importance of global diversification in today's world.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing kind of is simplifying and consolidating things. You know, you wouldn't have three different banks service the same mortgage on one individual home.
Exactly. Right? That's exactly the point. So make it easier for yourself to track, to receive your income, to understand what's going on, so that you, again, are in line with your goals and objectives. And rarely, again, do we hear people say when they're coming to retirement that I want to make my life more complicated. That just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, you want to shift gears. You might be doing something different. But more times than not, you want to take a little bit more of a half a step back, laid back type of approach to it, especially with your money. You worked really hard to accumulate it. You want to make sure it's invested so that you won't run out. But at the same time, there's always different things going on in the world.
Yeah, and my wife and I, years ago, when we first got together, realized that we were already using the same bank. And then we decided to try to get as much of our things as possible serviced by that bank. That's a way to consolidate. But you also might want to have, a financial advisor advise you on things. You don't need four or five different financial advisors. You only need one. Like, for example, Quas Financial, who can put you all of the, your ideas and thoughts about this in one spot. By the way, we are going to ask our Quas Quiz question of the week right now, actually. And the winner of, or if you know the answer to this question, and call 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440. That happens to be the number of Quas Financial. You can win a $25 gift card for Applebee's. And the question is, when is the cutoff date to add dollars into a non-working spouse's IRA? Again, when is the cutoff date to add dollars into a non-working spouse's IRA? I'll give you a hint. It was Malia and I who were talking about that date earlier on the show. And speaking of Malia, Malia, is there anything else you would like to add about some of these topics we talked about today before we wrap up?
Well, again, what we don't want you to put off what you can do today till tomorrow. Today is the day to start taking action. And I think we've all left probably the last couple of weeks. We've probably left some good family time, enjoying the holidays, hopefully de-stressing. And here comes the beginning of January. And really what we're focusing on for all of our listeners is, how can you continue that de-stressed type of life, de-stressing your life? You can do that by, as Steve just finished talking about, simplifying, consolidating. It can be in your financial life. If you reduce debt, that will certainly de-stress you. I can guarantee you that. So, and if you start making those plans as far as how much can I put into my savings and retirement every single year, then we're going to end up with a retirement future that actually has some options. And again, we're looking for a little bit of de-stressing in our lives, not just waiting for the day we get to retire and go, okay, it's all magical. We want to make sure we're making those steps today. So I can't excite people enough about making a call today to either their own financial advisor or another trusted one that they know of. We oftentimes meet with clients who have an advisor or two, just for a second opinion. So we're not opposed to doing that. There's never a cost to come in to sit down with us. We can probably set you on a good path if you're not already on one. And if you are on one, we'll tell you that. We're actually excited. We're celebrating 40 years in the business this year. It's our 40th anniversary for Quas Financial. And
wow, congratulations.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about that. So, so please take action today, and hopefully we can help distress your life.
Yes, I agree with you, Malia. In fact, our objective is to have you make 2016 your best year yet of your life.
Yes. You, listening to this right now, if you want somebody, mixing my metaphors here, but if you want a quarterback to put you in the driver's seat for investing and taxes and estate planning and that kind of thing, call Quas Financial, 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440. We've got about a minute or so left. I just want to ask you both, first, did you have, Steve, I'll start with you, what was your holiday like? Did you travel? Did you stick around?
Actually, we stuck around town. We had an awesome time. The kids came home from college and just enjoyable family time, get together with Christmas and the New Year. So it was a lot of fun.
As a Bears fan, I know you're happy that the Packers did not win the NFC North.
Absolutely.
Malia, how was your Christmas season?
I did not watch any football. I'm sorry to tell you that. but, you know, sitting around again with family and just talking about how blessed we are, with good health, and looking forward to even a better year this year, and really taking time out of our lives to do the things we want to do. And I think that's really important for all of us to recognize.
Yeah, and, you know, because the week's already started, listeners, and this might be like the very beginning of your workday today, and you might be kind of like, oh, back into the grind of things. Did I miss my opportunity to set all my goals and everything because of this week? No, you didn't. Today, you know, you get the whole whole year ahead of you. Absolutely. Today. Why not make those decisions today about your health or not, or your exercise regimen or not? One thing you can do to help not just yourself out, but your entire family and your loved ones is getting your financial house in order. And Kloss Financial can help you with that. Their website is klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their phone number is 815-877-8440. My wife had and I had a long drive from Atlanta. That's where we went for Christmas on the way back. And we listened to different radio shows. We listened to some podcasts. But we also discussed a little bit, you know, our financial future.
Awesome.
But not enough, I feel like. I feel like we need to discuss it a little bit more, you know, and figure things out. And what better time than right now?
It's an ongoing conversation. It really is.
Malia and Steve, thanks for joining us. And we will chat with you next week.
Thanks.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
And Happy New Year. We'll be right back on the Michael Kulich Show, hour number two after this from the Rise Broadband Studios. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA/SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.